Hi, this is Nissapod on the 4th of July 2013. Happy 4th of July to anyone who celebrates. I always get a little, sense of celebration on the 4th of July, especially when it's a lovely sunny evening like it is today, and it's the first time we've had a sunny evening in ages. So that's much appreciated. Anyway, the main topic of today's boo is how I'm getting on with a decluttering. Some of you who've listened to most of my boos may remember that I started doing lots of decluttering around about August last year. And I was very found a book called The Joy of Less, very helpful. And I'm still finding it very helpful. I keep rereading it every so often. And one of the things that I've done recently is to clear out quite a lot of clothes. And there are some suggestions as to how to do this effectively. And there's all the usual ones about, if you haven't worn it for ages, you probably are never going to wear it and all of that kind of thing. But the one that's really motivated me as a question to ask when looking at an item to decide whether to keep it. And the focus of The Joy of Less is on deciding what to keep rather than deciding what to get rid of. Is would you, if you were photographed or if you bumped into your ex, feel that you were glad you were wearing this, or would you think, oh gosh, I wish I wasn't wearing this, I'm only wearing it because everything else is in the wash or whatever. And this has been quite helpful because there's been various clothes and I've looked at them and I thought, still in really good condition, fits me, quite like it. So why haven't I worn it for the last however many months or even in some cases years? And previously I've kept hold of things if they're still fitting me and they're still looking reasonably good. But there's been things I've put on and I thought, no, the reason I never wear this is because I never feel that great in it. I never feel confident in it. I only wear it as a last resort. I wouldn't choose it to go on holiday if I was packing a bag to go on holiday. So perhaps this is time for somebody else to have this. It's in good condition. Somebody else will love it. I don't love it and it needs to go. And it's also quite helpful to go through that thought process when going out shopping, and you can think, is this something that in a few months' time I will be wanting to get rid of, or in a couple of years' time I will be wanting to get rid of because I'm not that convinced by it. And so I've got rid of quite a few things like that. The other thing about the idea of choosing what to keep rather than choosing to get rid of is that previous decluttering efforts, I've selected things to get rid of, and I've selected things that were good enough to take to a charity shop. And what I've ended up with is keeping the stuff I wanted to keep, taking stuff to a charity shop, but there's all sort of a layer of stuff underneath that's, past its best, in need of repair, and I've thought, oh, it's not good enough to take to the charity shop. And so what I've ended up with is various old, knackered, falling apart, worn out pairs of shoes and items of clothing. And now I think, no, I'm going to take that to the clothing bank, or I'm going to take that to the clothing skip at the local tip, or the shoe bank, or the sort of right area of the tip. It doesn't necessarily have to be good enough to go to a charity shop to be got rid of. And I know that probably sounds a bit daft, but I am aware that I have kept some total dross because it wasn't good enough to go to a charity shop, which, when I think about it, is actually pretty daft, but I'm not doing that anymore. So that's it for that topic. Bye for now.